Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Gonna be a good day today. Bills and bills and for my wives.
Filling the bill, filling your mind, filling your ears. This is, let's see, ocular is eye. What is ear? Earular?
Audio. What's the odular.
Equivalent. Who is it? Odular. Okay. Thank you very much.
We're
adding
to
our vocabulary. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, my friends here on the Good Day program. The focus on people, Bobby Brown says it was his fault, well, his fault and Whitney's fault, that their daughter went down the street that she went down. That's really hardly news.
Yeah.
I find this very interesting that people are paying a lot of attention to the interview he did on ABC. I mean, there's nothing new here. He was horrible as a parent, and his wife was horrible as a parent.
I mean, so here's the thing that always gets me. It's...
No.
At some point, you know, we definitely kids are born into situations that they can't control, and the odds are stacked against them. And in this case,
well,
it was really hard for her to
choose your parents as spirit. If you choose your parents,
well, maybe. But I mean, the thing with this is, she had the odds stacked against her. Bobby, Christina did.
Yeah.
At some point, though, you have to realize my mother died of an overdose in a bathtub. I've got to get my path straight, and that might be a hard decision.
Yeah.
But I understand why Bobby Brown feels guilty. But, you know, everybody gets to make their choices, sadly. And this is just tragic all the way around. I always think it's interesting because for so long, Bobby Brown took the rap as the one that got Whitney Houston addicted to the drugs, when it actually turns out that it was more the other way around.
Yeah, didn't he say time he saw Whitney doing crack was she was still in her wedding gown?
Yeah,
or she was doing coke. She was doing coke at her own wedding in her wedding gown. That's the first time he claims he saw her do a line of coke.
Because I remember when she was America's sweetheart, like everybody was, you know, the voice and
the
package.
Voice singing the national anthem, my God, brought everybody to
beautiful
tears and to
talent.
Their feet. Yes. So there are a lot of lessons here, and not unique to this couple or to this child, sadly, because of the proliferation, the scourge, the horror of drugs, not only in our society, but around the world.
Well, and it's a real illness. So, you know, people discount it as something that's not real. I mean, it's like having an illness. I mean,
you can
overcome it.
It seems to me, Jennifer, one of the things that people don't realize is something that ought to be front and center. When you use drugs, you're helping the terrorists, because drugs, pretty much every form of illegal drug, comes from one of the seats where the horrors of these terrorists, whether it's the Taliban, Daesh, Boko Haram, the Al Qaeda guys, they're all funding themselves. For a while, Daesh was using oil, and that's been shut off. So now they're finding drugs. It's the drug runners. That's how they get their money. So you use drugs, you're funding terrorism. That's it. Period.
But to
end
a drug addict like a Whitney Houston level drug addict, do you think that matters? Do you think that's meaningful?
Nope. No.
They're just
once you get hooked on
high.
It. But it's the first time, if you would be conscious of when you try it the first time, knowing that some of these things are horribly addictive, then if you have a conscience, you think, oh, no, I better not do that. But some people don't, because they just think about them. Oh, I'll just do it once. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Or it's genetic, or they've seen their parents doing it, like you see Bobby Christina.
All right, big news from Hollywood yesterday. Jennifer's on top of this. Apparently, one of the Kardashian sisters, not a favorite with someone who had a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
And it ended up going through the front window of, they have a store on Melrose?
Have the Dash
the
store.
Boutique.
Dash is their boutique. And someone threw a Molotov cocktail through it.
I mean, I get that some people don't like them, but wow, you don't have to burn a store
violent.
Down.
You could just not go there, which would be
All right, other people in the news. Serena Williams says she has gotten better with age. She's now 34. She's one win away from tying the record for the most Grand Slam single titles. And she's on the cover of Glamour magazine. For next month, she says that Though she played well in her 20s, she's better in her 30s. Why is it that there is that disrespect for people? Even people are considered, when you get to be your age, Jennifer, and your age, Victoria, you're considered old and like past.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I think a lot of people that are Kara's age do not have respect for people who are
Kara, is this true?
Yeah, because I'm the one who's saying it on air.
I'm saying, now she's taking a shot.
No, I mean,
at
I
me
have an older sister who's 30, and I'm friends with plenty of her friends. I think that most people my age.
You just made us sound so old. You're like, I have an older sister whose friends are 30, and I hang out with them even though they pee on themselves and get in line for applesauce at the old folks' home.
I'm saying that most people my age, I think, look forward to being in their 30s because that's when a lot of, you don't have to worry, you know, like, you don't worry as much because you're more settled in life.
Definitely.
I think let's not forget that, Jen, let's not forget that a dairy farmer basically said he wants to put us out to pasture. I mean, that's pretty much the message here.
I think I did was pretty much do what I wanted to do, and that started a little trouble with the three of you. That was my intent by having started. Actually, I have great respect for her. I think she's a fabulous athlete. She's taking fabulous care of herself.
Which one is the one that's not as good as the other?
The other one.
Venus.
Serena's the
Venus
better
is not
two.
As good as Serena,
Venus.
Right?
Venus started out better, and then Serena caught up and then surpassed her.
And she's the younger one.
Venus is older.
One of the things she said in this interview was that she didn't want to have to explain to her future daughter that she would earn less than boys for doing the same amount of work. And I think that's there is a gender pay gap in sports the same way there is a gender pay gap across
it's
the board
even
that
bigger
is
in sports.
Big in sports.
It's way bigger in sports. Yeah. You talk to the girls to in the WNBA.
Yes, the WNBA. Oh, yeah.
And even professional
soccer.
Well,
but you know what they say? The response to that is that they don't draw the crowds that the men do. Therefore, they aren't entitled to be paid as well as the men because they don't bring people into the stadium. And there's probably something to
And I mean, that's kind of a reality. I mean, because the WNBA certainly doesn't bring in the crowds. And so what comes first, the paycheck or the crowd? That's that would be the quandary.
Right. That's the question. And there is no answer. All right. We'll pause for a moment here. And the action is coming up on 14 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We will celebrate Bridezilla season next on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to know if your child has lost interest in a project? It's actually pretty easy and one that most parents forget. Here's the developmental science of it.
Come on, we gotta go now. Come on, pull the car around. Come on, let's go.
In this day-to-day, gotta get the kid to soccer, dance, piano lessons, math tutoring, softball practice, many parents get so caught up in the routine, they forget to notice if the child is enjoying the activity. How do you know if a child has lost interest in a project, learning activity, or athletic skill? He or she stops talking about it. When they love something, you can't shut them up. When they hate something, you can't pry it out of them.
You gotta be ready to listen to your children, even if they have nothing to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Actions speak louder than words. If a child's actions and words don't match, that's a problem worth fixing. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Mayo Clinic is reporting some 10% of Americans will get ulcers at some time. Peptic ulcers are marked by open sores on the inner lining of the stomach or small intestine, even the esophagus. If anyone's ever had these, they're brutally painful and the medicines have horrible side effects and cause endless discomfort. But believe it or not, we can now thank some scientists in Saudi Arabia who say they found a natural and safe alternative ulcer treatment, which we here in America call arugula and throw in our salads without a second thought. The World Journal of Gastroenterology confirms the research by showing that albino rats with ulcers had huge reductions in stomach acid. And get this, the same rats pre-treated with arugula extract were protected from ulcers despite exposure to a host of toxins and stresses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
17 to the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Elizabeth Holmes, a person in the news. You remember her? She was at the top of the Forbes list of the richest self-made women in America, not to be confused with the Walden, Sam Walton's daughter. This lady,
Mrs. Walmart is what we call her.
Yeah, right. So she founded Theranos, which was a blood testing company. And apparently, for whatever reason, I never quite understood this because it was a simple process to begin with. I don't get why it, what the company did and how it made her a billionaire. But now there are claims of fraud against her. So in the most recent issue of Forbes magazine, they have reevaluated her value and figure that her stock and her company is worth nothing. So in matter of fact, she was sued last week, accused of endangering customer health because of the massive failures experienced by these blood tests. I didn't even understand that. So you don't, her blood test doesn't work, you're back to doing it the other way. I think there's a little bit of push and pull here. People taking shots at her that are not fair. Although, to be fair, it looks like there are questions about how this thing operates. And is it as good as it has been touted to be? I think that's the question. All right, boys and girls, look at the calendar. June is busting out all over. Isn't June considered to be marriage month? More people get married. Yep. I was about to say more women get married. I don't know what that says about men. It's
they're along
brides.
For the ride.
So here's the story. And I heard actually both Jennifer and Victoria talking about this earlier. It was hysterical. This woman, maybe only from a man's point of view, this woman tells the bridesmaid to change the color of her hair. I mean, how bad can this get? What's wrong with your hair? You're going to have to dye your hair a different color if you want to be in my wedding? Hello?
Not the first time I've heard a story like this one.
It's really?
Crazy.
Has it ever happened to you, either of you? That sort of thing?
I was...
No, because... But I've got blonde hair. I mean, I'm pretty normal. You know, I'm in the lines by all stretches, you know? Well, but... Go ahead, Victoria.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I just remember the one time I had to, my hair was too short to put back, to put in the updo that the bride wanted. So I had to get little extensions so that they could pull my hair back. And yeah, it was ridiculous.
So weird. So the story is that this bride has her bridesmaids who, by the way, pay a lot of money to be in a wedding. Yes. And she said that
you have
the
to buy your own dress when you're in a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Travel dress, gifts, showers.
Really?
Shoes, accessories.
Yeah. Wow. So you buy the whole thing, and then the bride tells the bridesmaid that her hair is too shockingly red and that she's going to need to dye it a nice, respectable brown for the wedding. Now, you said, Victoria, though, that she offered to pay for it, so at least there was that
she
going
did,
into
but she,
it, I guess.
This bridesmaid went on Reddit to just sort of vent, and she was on there anonymously, and she said she got an email from her childhood friend, the bride. And the bride didn't even ask her. The bride just said, by the way, you're going to need to dye your hair brown. I'll take you to my hairstylist and I'll cover the cost. Smiley face. Didn't even request, just told her.
That makes it all okay.
To the sweet and to the point, as it were. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.